This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Campaigned for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ends polling for all 126 assembly constituencies in Assam will be held tomorrow. Mizoram government will sign peace accord with Lal Ninthanga Senate-led faction of HPCD to bring definite end to insurgency in state. Manipur Chief Minister Yum Nam Kem Chan Singh says government has decided to hand over bomb attack case at Throng Lao B to NIA. Now for the news and details. The campaign for assembly election in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry has ended yesterday evening after days of hectic political activity. Polling for all 126 assembly constituencies in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase tomorrow. Authorities have tightened security and administrative measures to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. As the silence period came into force 48 hours prior to the close of polling, all forms of electioneering, including public meetings, rallies, processions and canvassing through electronic and social media, are strictly prohibited. A total of 722 candidates in Assam are in the fray, including 663 men and 59 women. Congress President and Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said that this party will win 72 to 73 seats in the 126-member Legislative Assembly in Assam. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati yesterday, the Congress President expressed confidence that the party will form the next government in Assam and stated that there is no need to have any fear among the public, particularly women who are beneficiaries of financial assistance schemes. Kharge stated that the Congress would continue these welfare schemes and enhance financial support to them. On the other hand, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah, who addressed an election campaign at Patharkandi in Barak Valley yesterday, said that BJP's vision is to transform Assam and bring it at par with other developed regions of the country. He stated that Assam would reach new heights of development in the coming 5 years. The campaign for the Dharmanagar Assembly by-election in Tripura concluded yesterday, setting the stage for the polling to be held tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The election department has finalized preparations across 55 polling stations under tight security, where six candidates representing major parties and independent are in the fray. Of the 46,142 registered voters, the electorate includes 23,758 women and 22,384 men, along with 91 service voters. Polling personnel are scheduled to depart with election materials today under heavy escort. To facilitate maximum turnout, the chief electoral officer has declared the polling day a public holiday for the constituency and established 24-hour helplines for voters' assistance. The Mizoram government will sign a peace accord with the Lal Ninthanga Senate-led faction of the Khmer People's Convention, Democratic or HPCD, to bring a definite end to insurgency in the state. An official said that an agreement will be formalized between the Home Secretary representing the state government and Senate at Sakau Dai village in Aizawl district in the northeastern part of the state bordering Manipur. The signing ceremony has been tentatively fixed on the 14th of this month. The accord will focus primarily on development assurances, specifically targeting infrastructure improvements, enhanced connectivity, the establishment of Eklavya residential schools, and the recognition of important Khmer festivals. Additionally, the agreement will facilitate the formal surrender of about 40 HPCD cadres, allowing them to transition to civilian life. Manipur Chief Minister Yum Nam Kem Chan Singh said that the government has decided to hand over the case of the bomb attack at Throng Lao B, which claimed the lives of two children, to the National Investigation Agency. He informed that the decision to hand over the case to NIA was taken after detailed discussions with the Home Minister and other MLAs. He condemned the incident in the strongest terms and said that the act appears to be the handiwork of individuals or groups with vested interests in disturbing the prevailing peace in the state. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister chaired an all-party meeting yesterday to review the prevailing situation. Representatives of political parties strongly condemn the Cowardice Act and expressed deep concern over the recent law and order situation. The meeting emphasized the need to maintain peace, unity and communal harmony and unanimously resolved to appeal to the public to remain calm and cooperate with the authorities in maintaining law and order. Widespread protests erupted in Five Valley District in Manipur after two miners were killed when suspected militants launched a bomb attack on a civilian house in Throng Laobi village in Bishnupur district. Large number of protesters rushed to nearby CRPF posts stationed to protect the civilians and vandalized the outposts, citing lack of security measures. The security force retaliated with tear gas and live rounds, and some protesters sustained bullet injuries. In Five Valley District, the protesters blocked the national highways, state highways and inter-district highways. Markets, shops, private institutions remained closed and transportation service was affected. Meanwhile, the mobile data service, internet services have been banned in these Five Valley District for 3 days with immediate effect. The Meghalaya Board of School Education yesterday declared the results of the SSLC examination 2026, recording an overall pass percentage of 86.84%. Out of 48,623 candidates appeared, 42,228 of them passed the examination. Wanga Lama of Gorkha Pathshala Higher Secondary School, Shillong, secured the first position, followed by Vishal Kumar of MB Rosebud High Secondary School, Tura. West Jayanthi Hills District emerged as the best performing district. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma congratulated the students who passed the examination and wished them a successful future. He also lauded the toppers who have done their parents, teachers and schools proud. Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh has successfully completed his self-enumeration for the general census at Lok Bhavan yesterday. Singh hailed that country's first digital census as a landmark initiative for the nation. He urged all census officials in the state to make all-out efforts to ensure that no citizen is left behind. He also appealed to the citizen to take the exercise seriously by registering themselves in the census and to extend full cooperation to the enumerators. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday felicitated and handed over appointment orders to the successful candidates of the Arunachal Pradesh Engineering Services Examination 2026 at Dorji Khandu Convention Centre in Itanagar. Addressing the newly appointed engineers, Khandu emphasised on their crucial role in the state's development and urged them to uphold the highest standards of integrity, professionalism and public service. The Chief Minister stressed on the importance of quality execution of projects, timely delivery and inter-departmental coordination. He also encouraged the young engineers to adopt innovative and context-specific technologies suited to Arunachal Pradesh's unique geographical and climatic condition. The 39th convocation of IGNU was celebrated nationwide yesterday, with Agartala Regional Centre hosting its ceremony at the Rabindra Satarbar Shiki Bhavan in the presence of Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu. The Agartala Regional Centre reported that 7,748 students have benefited from the centre over the last 25 years, with 1,457 students receiving degrees and diplomas this year. In Nagaland, the IGNU Regional Centre Kohima also held its 39th convocation, with a total of 801 eligible candidates having conferred with degrees in various programs including postgraduate, undergraduate, diploma and certificate courses. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.